Riders Radio Theater's on the air.
Yo, radio. It's the Riders on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yodelay, yodelay, yeah. Oh, we've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Ow, ow, ow.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats. Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers. And Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Ow, ow. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
Yes.
And now with the 2,909th performance of their career, here are Riders in the Sky. Yes.
Thank you, Texas Dick Spender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks on the border radio. Thank you out here in the Emory audience on a beautiful night.
Beautiful night in Cincinnati.
Ranger Doug, Woody Paul, and our orchestra under the direction of Joey the Cow Polka King.
Boy, he looks impressive down there in the accordion pit, doesn't he?
Many people feel that's where he belongs.
Yes.
But it's time now for a cowboy to do what he loves best when a cowboy has to sing.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yo, end of day, home we go. For a cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell, or his heart would break inside of him at the gate of the home corral.
When each new day is born, I go riding.
Yippee-yay.
O'er the wide open plains I roam.
Yippee-yo.
Till the sun in the hills goes a-hiding.
Yippee-yay.
There will always be someone there when I get
yippee-yo,
home.
Yippee-yay. Yippee-yo. End of day, home we go. For a cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell, or his heart would break inside of him at the gate of the home corral.
When the long day is done on the prairie,
yippee-yay.
There's a low-hanging sun in the sky.
Yippee-yo.
On the home corral we will tarry,
yippee-yay.
And we'll sing on the roundup in the days
yippee-yo,
gone by.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yo, in the day home we go. For a cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell, or his heart would break inside of him at the gate of the home corral.
Here's a tired pony glad that it's over.
Yippee-yay.
With a song in my heart, so am I.
Yippee-yo.
Tonight we'll be resting in clover.
Yippee-yay.
And we always will until the day
yippee-yo.
We die.
Yippee-yay, yippee-yo, end of day, home we go. For a cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell, or his heart would break inside of him at the gate of the home corral.
Yippee-yay,
yippee-yay,
yippee-yay.
At the home,
home corral.
Once a good chili burrito will come back on you just like this show. Riders Radio Theater will bubble up like a long-lost lunch following these words.
Howdy, this here's Camp Cook side me. Are you sick and tired of this wimpy builds they're calling coffee these days? Latte this, cappuccini that, a little almond flavor, please. Moo, it's enough to make a cowpoke puke. Why? Because there weren't no hoity-toity fancy pants coffee that won the West, that's why. It was real coffee, coffee like my new meow, the coffee that stands up and barks at you. Yep, meow, made from a secret recipe I learned many years ago on the old bar fr- the old bar F. Go ahead. Twist off a cup of milk, guaranteed to blast your eyelids open, curl your nose hairs, and boot you out the door to wherever you're going, Buster. Listen to this genuine true life simulation at one of Norwood, Ohio's famous five-star French restaurants.
Excuse me, monsieur and madame. Would you take a simple test?
Why, certainly.
This will be fun.
This is cafe number one.
Excellent blend. Robust, yet with the subtle aftertaste of fine furniture.
It's so piquant. I'm reminded of summer afternoons in Provence, talking of love and heaven.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah. And now, cafe number two. Oops. Allow me to remove the horseshoe. Voila.
Shall we each take a large sip, darling?
Of course, darling.
Look out below!
Holy moly!
Good grief!
Heavens!
So, it is good, no?
Yeah.
Phew. Made with a bunch of stuff that's in no-count coffee and then doctored up plenty by toothless geezers like me. Pitch that espresso over the fence.
Bam!
It's the Hikun coffee of a new generation. Call 1-900-MOW. That's 1-900-MOW. You figure out how to spell it. And remember,
meow.
What a cup of coffee.
Meow.
What a cup of Joe.
Meow.
Standing up and barking, it's the only cup of coffee that'll boot you out the door.
Well, Riders Radio Theater would like to send a great big Western howdy to our station of the week, KZYX in Philo, California. And now here's the king of the cowboy fiddlers with a little of Rover's Rag.
One.
And now, Saddlebows, it's time for a long-awaited moment on Riders Radio Theater. Here is Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth, to sing a duet with our Miss Marm.
Step right on up, Miss Marm. We've been down behind the schoolhouse practicing every afternoon.
Boy, have we.
Well, I hope you give a wonderful performance, Ranger Doug.
You did.
My name, the other has my heart. With one I'll remain, that's when my heartache starts. One has brown eyes, the other's eyes are blue. To one I am tied, to the other I am true. One has my love, the other only me. But what good is love to a heart that can't be free? So I'll go on living my life just the same, while one
the other has my name. My name, the other has my heart. With one I'll remain, that's when my heartache starts. One has brown eyes, the other's eyes are blue. To one I am tied, to the other I am true. One has my love, the other only me. But what good is love to a heart that can't be free? If I could live over, my life I would change. The one who has my heart would also.
Writers Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WBXU, and this program is being taped live at the Emory Theater in the Queen City of the West, Cincinnati, Ohio. Stay with us, Saddle Pals. Our National Beatle Polka Mania reunion countdown continues now with survey song number 11, Can't Buy Me Love. You're listening to Writers Radio Theater. And now Writers Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 3 of the exciting Western melodrama, Marauders of the Cosmos. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, the arch-villain Slocum has hijacked an armored car that he believes to contain a shipment of art and jewelry belonging to the National Archives. Meanwhile, High Sheriff Drywall wrote what he believed was a hit song, took it to Nashville, and was taken for everything he owned. Now, episode 3, entitled The Legend of the Golden Hawk. It is a dark, moonless night in Tumbleweed City. A chilling wind blows through the streets, kicking up swirls of dust and worrying anything that isn't nailed down. A stolen armored car tools into town and stops in back of the infamous Dry Gulp Saloon. A hand reaches out of the passenger side window and activates a secret garage door. Then the armored car drives down a ramp and disappears into the yawning void. Inside the secret room, the doors to the armored car open to reveal...
We did it, Charlie. We stole the treasures of a nation.
Right.
First thing tomorrow morning, we're gonna get some dynamite, blow those doors off, and see what we got.
Right.
Eventually, this dark night ends. Dawn breaks. The sun also rises. And as they are so many of these mornings, Riders in the Sky are gathered in the kitchen of the famed old Harmony Ranch for a hearty breakfast served up by their old sidekick side me.
Heat it up, boys, before I throw it on the ground.
Murr.
Hey, Ranger Doug, you're not eating?
No, no, just some coffee side me.
Yeah, all right. I'll pour and you twist.
Oh, thanks. Say, did you pack me that lunch like I asked you?
Yep, it's in your saddlebags.
Well, where are you going, Ranger Doug?
Is there trouble somewhere? If there is, it must be some trouble, because when the big guy brings his lunch, boy howdy, he's ready to take names and kick.
No, Slim, nothing. Everything's fine. As a matter of fact, things are so peaceful, and the ranch is in such good shape. Well, I'm just taking a day off to go for a ride.
Where are you going?
Well, I thought I'd ride up into the Grand Croutons and take a look around.
Yeah, it's a beautiful mountain range, all right.
Well, you're still hoping there's one left, ain't you, Ranger Doug?
The hawk? You're going to look for...
The Golden Hawk?
Yes, the Studebaker Golden Hawk. I believe the Grand Croutons are the last refuge of America's most endangered species.
Endangered? Most would say extinct.
Yeah, most would, but not me. There's at least one left. I just know it. No, I haven't found it, but I've found its tracks. I've seen its blue smoke. I've heard the... plaintive pinging call as it runs uphill on low octane feed.
The Studebaker Golden Hawk is flightless?
Yes, it's a very distant cousin of the Roadrunner.
Oh. But faster. Oh, yes. Oh, to see one in motion once again, its fluid drive, its V8 power, the classic Raymond Loewy lines, the sleek curves, the delicate fins.
A finned bird?
Well, I guess that's one of the reasons it's nearly extinct. But if Lee Iacocca had been in charge, they would have gotten a bailout and they'd have been saved.
You're still kind of steamed about that, ain't you?
Yes, I am. And I intend to find one of them and preserve the species.
Yeah, that'll take two, won't it?
Well, I guess it will. Okay, I'll find two. Maybe I'll find the Silver Hawk as well.
I'll go with you and help you, Ranger Doug.
Me too.
Not me. I got better things to do than traipse around the Grand Croutons looking for dead birds. I'm going to stay here and polish my bits.
Okay. We'll see you later. Come on, boys. Okay.
You might think of it, too. Mooch.
Let's go.
While the riders head off on their noble mission, in the secret garage beneath the Dry Gulch Saloon, Slocum and Charlie are preparing to blast open the back doors on their stolen armored car.
Okay, Charlie. Come on, let's get behind those sandbags in the corner.
Right.
What the? Charlie, run out there. Relight the fuse.
Right. Wait a minute, Slocum.
Huh?
Why is it always me who runs over to light the fuse and gets blown up or set on fire?
Charlie.
What?
Well, I see we need a little lesson in who's the boss.
Yeah?
Light the fuse, come on back, and I'll explain it to you.
Okay.
Well, that worked out pretty good. Charlie learned his lesson, and I got a new door. Now let's see what else I got. Boy, that blast did the job, all right. Blew these doors wide open. Wow, that blast blew all these crates in here open. Wait a minute. They're just full of papers, photos, cassette tapes. Where are the jewels and the works of art? I've been robbed!
Well, the best laid plans of rats and crooks often go awry. But as Slocum delves into the mess his blast created, he makes some amazing discoveries. And by the time Charlie drags himself back, a very big and evil plan is beginning to take shape.
Huh? Oh, it's you, Charlie. Back for a little talk about why I'm the boss.
I get it. All I needed was for you to explain it to me in a way I could understand.
Good God, Charlie, good. Take a look at what we got from our little hijacking.
Yeah, what? Hey, where's the jewels and the treasure you said would be in this shipment?
Well, they weren't there. Something much better was.
Huh?
Charlie, I found something in here that's gonna make us rich beyond our wildest dreams.
Yeah, what is it?
A rocket gun and a lost comet.
Right. I should have figured it, what it was.
Yeah. Now, the first thing we need to do is get our hands on some development money.
Huh? Where are you going to get it?
Charlie, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Get some wood. Build me a door where you blasted through the wall. I got some phone calls to make.
Right.
The Grand Croutons are truly one of nature's last pure preserves. Their snow-capped peaks tower majestically over the southern end of Tumbleweed Valley. Graceful ponderosa pines fringe their upper reaches. Lush hardwood forests ring their lower slopes, and an immense variety of flora and fauna inhabit their every nook and cranny, including some species that are found nowhere else on this planet.
Listen, listen, that's it. The cry of the Studebaker Golden Hawk.
He came from over there.
Let's go.
Get up there.
Come on.
Let's
go. Oh, it's gone.
Oh, did we really hear it?
I think we did.
Look, a little puff of blue smoke.
Wow, that proves it.
Yeah. Hey, how come a bird leaves a little puff of blue smoke exhaust?
Bad diet, Slim.
Oh.
This is not its natural habitat, and the food that's available doesn't provide for optimum performance.
Mm. See, Slim, a Studebaker Golden Hawk has a high compression metabolism and needs a diet that supplies high-octane fuel.
Oh.
Otherwise, its stomach pings, its acceleration is hesitant, and, well...
It passes blue gases!
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Well, we've exhausted, absolutely no pun intended, our chances of finding that Studebaker Golden Hawk today. Let's head for home.
Okay, Ranger Doug.
Yeah, I guess so.
As the riders turn their horses toward home, back in Tumbleweed City, Slocum is making phone calls in an attempt to raise money for his latest big and evil plan.
What am I going to do? I got a great plan, but I need $20 million to pull it off. Who can I turn to? Where's my Rolodex? Milken, Boesky, Keating? Who would care about a rocket gun to shoot? What? The beloved leader and noble lion of the desert. I should have called him first. BR-549. Saddam, my old buddy. Slocum here. I hear you're interested in rocket guns.
Howdy.
Have I got a deal for you? Well, I can put you in a slightly used one. Low mileage, fully loaded. All the options. It's a cherry gun. $20 million. No chance.
10.
I'm hanging up.
15.
Done. Transfer the money to my account at the First Rational Bank of Tumbleweed City. You get the rifle in 3 months.
Well,
first I gotta build it, and then I gotta test fire it. Ha, that's it. I'll call you a setup delivery in 3 months. We're in business. Now let me see. I'm gonna need a mountain to build the barrel of my rocket rifle on. I know, the Grand Croutons.
Later that day, just before sundown, a bedraggled high sheriff and former number one with a bullet country recording artist makes his way down Main Street and enters his office.
Lord have mercy, Les. I tell you something, anybody that thinks having a number one country record is a bed of roses ain't been to Nashville. Ooh, it's good to get back home. Who's that?
Howdy, Drywall. Say, forget to dress this morning?
It's a long story, Mr. Slocum.
Yeah.
Look, this office is closed till tomorrow. Come back in.
Well, the sign on the door says you're open till sundown. It ain't sundown. I ain't coming back tomorrow. I want to see the deed register.
A lawman's job is never done. All right, it's over there on the bookshelf. Help yourself.
Oh, thanks. Nice big book. Let's see. The grandest grand crouton of them all is Mount Brigitte. All right? Let's see who owns it. Here we go. Well, well, well. Who would have thought it?
Who would have thought it? Who is it? Who knows? You will tune in same time, same station next week for episode 4 of Marauders of the Cosmos, entitled
Doesn't This Justify Belief?
It's overwrought, overdone, overblown melodrama, and it's coming only to this theater of the mind. And now, here again are Riders in the Sky and Joey the Cowpoke King.
Thank you, Texas Bix Bender. Well, it's time for our Classic of the West, and we have a beautiful letter from little Mariah Christensen of Washburn, Wisconsin. She sent a picture of herself and her pony Buster. She listens to us over WOJB and asked Too Slim to sing the song that named the band, Riders in the Sky.
All right.
Cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he rode along his way, when all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, plowing through the ragged sky and up a cloudy draw.
Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo,
gosh, cow!
Ghost herd in the sky.
Their horns are black and shiny, and their hooves are made of steel. Their brands were still on fire, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear shot through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming high, and he heard their mournful cry.
Yippee-yay! Yippee-yay-o!
Yosh-ya!
Ghost riders in the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes are blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet, cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire. As they ride on, hear them cry.
Yippee-yay! Yippee-yay-o!
Ghost riders in the sky. Who are you gonna call? As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell or riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways. Today you're with us, you arrive, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Yippee-yay!
Same station next week for another thrilling episode of Riders Radio Theater. Till we meet again, saddle pals, from all of us to all of you.
So long, saddle pals, it's been so good to see you. Farewell, saddle pals, we really hate to leave you. Keep those faces smiling round your home corral. So until we goodbye, saddle pals.
This is the VXU Radio Network.